The golden record came about because many of us realized early on that these indeed would be the first spacecraft to leave the solar system. And in the interstellar space, there's very little that can damage them, so that they were going to live on, if you will, be intact for literally billions of years. And they would pass other stars along the way. They would continue to go at their current speed, which is about 10 miles a second, to huge, enormous distances within our Milky Way galaxy. And they might, in fact, be captured or studied by other civilizations of other stars. They might even be captured and brought back to be studied on the, in the laboratories of other stars. And this could happen actually billions of years from now because they would live that long. In fact, they would outlive the sun. The sun is going to expand and swallow up the Earth in a few more billion years. These will actually outlast the sun and the Earth and be, in the long run, the only evidence that we ever existed, which is a pretty amazing thought. Anyway, those of us who realized this thought that it would be a good thing to put on the spacecraft information about us just in case they were captured and studied by other intelligent creatures in space. And after considering how we might do that, we arrived at the idea of a golden record, which was the ordinary phonograph record of those days. This is 1977, except it would have a gold coating on it to protect it from interstellar dust and possible sources of damage. And on this record was to be things about us which we thought would be of interesting to other civilizations. And so that is what is on the record. There's the music of Earth, sounds of Earth, greetings in human languages, to which gives an idea of how we communicate, but also reveals that there are many different cultures and nations on our planet. There's a lot of detail about our biology, how we operate and what our physiology is like, what our bodies are like, what our technologies are. And that is, in a way, simply a very limited but broad presentation of what the life of Earth is like now. And we think that would be of great interest to extraterrestrials.